Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Pei Dalet. We will begin on Daf Pei Dalet, Amud Aleph, at the top of the Amud, at the Mishnah. Our Mishnah begins to discuss with which portions of the animals of the Korban Pesach are we yoytz the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. So begins the Mishnah, Kol Hanechel B'Shor HaGodl, any portion of meat of the animal that is edible, even by a large ox, which already has matured, and there are pieces of meat that get hard, if it's still edible by a large ox, Yoichel ben Gedia HaRach, then the young goat, which is used for Korban Pesach, that meat can be used as a portion of the Korban Pesach. As we've discussed, we register for the Korban Pesach, and that's meat that you can register for the Korban Pesach. But any portion of meat that is not edible from a large animal, from a large ox, that you can't even register from a small animal to eat and be yoytz the mitzvah Korban Pesach, even though right now this meat is edible. Says the Mishnah, V'roshei Knofayim, the cartilage, which is at the end of the shoulder, v'sechsuchim, the hoofs of the animal, they are edible, and therefore you can be registered for them in the Korban Pesach. So again, we learned the Mishnah the way Rashi learns the Mishnah, that our Mishnah is coming to discuss which parts of the animal are considered portions of the animal for which you can register for the Korban Pesach, and which portions of the animal are you not considered that you can register. The Rambam, just to say the opinion of the Rambam, we're going to learn the Gemara, Mitzvah Shem, the way Rashi learns the Gemara. But the Rambam's interpretation of the Gemara is that that the question here is regarding on which bones we're going to be spending quite a while discussing the halacha of the halachas of Shviras Etzem. The Torah Kedoshah says regarding the Korban Pesach, the Etzem loisishbu boy, we have to be very careful not to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. And what we're going to be discussing in today's shir is what portions of an animal are subject to Shviras Etzem. And the Gemara is teaching us that any portion of the animal is not edible, and therefore there's no issue of Shviras Etzem on these parts of the animal. Rava Rami. So Rava asked the following question. Tonight we just learned in the Mishnah, Kol Hanechel B'Shor HaGodl, any portion of the animal that could be eaten in a large animal, Yoichel B'Gedi HaRach, we're allowed to eat by small goat. However, She'ed HaNechel, if it's not edible from a large animal, loy, then that isn't something that way Rashi explained, that we could register and be yoytz the mitzvah achilas Korban Pesach from that portion of the animal. But ask the Gemara, Eimah Sefer, let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Roshi Knafayim v'sechsuchim are parts of the animal that you can register. But ask the Gemara, Hahani, these are parts of the animal that are loy masachli b'shar gadol, aren't edible by a large animal. And since they're not edible by a large animal, as the Rishonim explained, the only way that they can be eaten when they're part of a large ox is only if they have shlika. Shlika means that they're heavily boiled. And that's the case, that something that can't be easily eaten from a large animal should not be a portion of the animal that you can be yoytz the mitzvah Korban Pesach, says the Gemara El Tanaihi. The way to understand the Mishnah, says Rabba, that there's a machloikus tanoim in the Mishnah. Vach ktani, kol hanechel b'shor hagadol, any portion of the animal that can be eaten by a large cow, yoichel b'gedi HaRach, I can eat from a small goat. V'she'en hanechel, but if it's not, then the halacha is that it may not. V'yesh oimrim, and then the Mishnah teaches us that there is an opinion, Raf Rosh Knafayim V'sechsuchim, that even though they're not edible when they're part of a large axe, only through shlika, but since they are edible after shlika, the second tana of our Mishnah is of the opinion that that is enough to make them to be considered meat that you could register on that meat for the Karban Pesach and be yoytze the mitzvah achilas Karban Pesach with that meat. So in other words, the first teretz that the Gemara is suggesting is that our Mishnah actually represents a machlokas tanoim. Rava Amar, Rava says the way to understand the Mishnah is not that there's a machlokas in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah mahen ketani. The Mishnah, the second part of the Mishnah, the second phrase of the Mishnah is actually an explanation of the, is an example of the first case of the first rule stated in the Mishnah. Vach ketani, and this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Kol ha-nechol b'shar ha-godl, any portion of the meat that's eaten by a large act, b'shilka, even though the only way you could eat it is by cooking it heavily, shlika, yoichav agdei rachetzli, that's considered a decent portion of meat for which you could register on a Karban Pesach. And what is an example? Or mahein, and what is an example of such a piece of meat? Rosh ha-knafayim, the sechsuchim, that even though by a large animal, the only way you can be able to eat that portion of meat is by heavy cooking. It doesn't, since by the gedi arach that we're talking about, it's edible without the heavy. It's edible without the heavy cooking, and by the big animal, it is edible with heavy cooking. That's enough to make it considered a piece of meat for which you could register on the Karban Pesach. So we have here machlokes. What is the Mishnah mean? Is there a machloikis of the two phrases in our Mishnah, or is the second phrase an example of the first case of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei the Rava, there's a brisa that teaches us, that supports Rava's explanation. It says in the brisa, Kol ha-nechol b'shar ha-godl b'shilka, even though in the large animal, these pieces of meat could only be eaten through heavy cooking, yoichol b'gdi ha-rach b'tzli, but the young calf of our Mishnah, we could eat it cooked, or mahein, and what is an example? Rosh ha-knafayim v'sachsuchim. And then the Mishnah says, v'gidin harakin, the soft veins of the Karban Pesach, nidonim kebasar, could be considered like meat. Of course, the Miches Chinuch points out that this halacha that the Gemara just said, that gidin harakin are considered like basar, goes back to the discussion that we've had many times. It's primarily a Gemara Masechta Chulin. If b'yesh b'gidin nosan tam or ain b'gidin nosan tam, are gidin considered portions of the meat that have a tam basar? But if we paskin, which as the Miches Chinuch points out, that's the way the halacha is, the ain b'gidin nosan tam, that b'gidin are not considered pieces of meat that have a tam basar, then the halacha is, then for sure, you cannot use that for being yoytz the mitzvah achilas Karban Pesach. The Chazon Ish has an interesting opinion. He says that when we have throughout Shas this machloikis of yesh begidim benoisen tam, or ein begidim benoisen tam, it's only by the gira anosha. But regarding all other gidim, all other veins of the animal, everybody agrees that they have a tam basar, and therefore the gidin that obviously being discussed here in the Gemara, it's not the gidanosha. Obviously, one may not eat the gidanosha, so it's obviously not the gidanosha. And everybody agrees, says the Chazon Ish, that any other gidin in the animal other than the gidanosha are considered full fledged basar. There's an interesting point made by the Migdash Dovid. The Midrash Dovid says that even though we're considering gidim like basar regarding being yoytz the mitzvah achilas Karban Pesach, the halacha is that when it comes to the Karban Oila, which we mentioned many times, the halacha is that all of the Karban Oila must be burnt on the Mizbeach. When we speak about the Karban Oila, that all of it must be burnt on the Mizbeach, the gidim are not considered part of the behema. And just like the skin of the animal, the aura of the animal of a Karban Oila doesn't have to be burnt on the Mizbeach, everybody will agree, says the Migdash Dovid, that the Gidin of a Karban Oila are not burnt on the Mizbeach. So discusses the Gemara. Itmar. Gidin shesoifen li koshes. You have veins that right now they are soft, but ultimately they're going to get hard and they're going to be inedible. So right now they're edible, but they're ultimately going to become inedible. And Rashi says that the gidin that are being discussed here in the Gemara are the gidei tzaver, the veins of the neck. Tosis says we're talking about the veins of the shedra, the veins of the spine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nimran Laim BePesach. Rabbi Yochanan says that they are considered part of the carb. They are considered meat of the carb Pesach. And Reish Lakish disagrees. He says Ein Nimran Pesach. We don't consider them meat of the carb Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan Nimran Laim. Rabbi Yochanan says that we do is because Basa Hashet is leaning. We look at the situation as it is now, and since right now they're edible, that's enough to make them to be considered meat. Reish Lakish Amar Ein Din Malayim, because Reish Lakish's opinion is Basa B'Soif Az Linen. We look at what they ultimately will be, and since ultimately they will not be edible, they're not considered Basar that of the Korban Pesach. So the way Tosfos the very Maskil Hoyle explains the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the point of these gidin that we're discussing, explains Tosfos, is that even when they get hard, they're going to be edible by shlik, by heavy cooking. And Rabbi Yochanan says that since right now they're very edible, and even though they're going to get hard, but even though after they're going to get hard, they're going to be edible through cooking, that's enough to give them the name, the Shem Basar. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, says like this. Yes, in the previous piece of Gemara, we learned that something that will ultimately be edible, Ayidei Shlika, when it's a Shor HaGadol, when it's a large axe, is enough to make it be considered meat, but a Gedi Arach, says Reish Lakish, according to Tosfos' explanation of the Gemara, that's only when it's a real piece of meat. But here, we're not really speaking about a real piece of meat. We're speaking about something which is a vein. It's only the gidin. So since, number one, we begin with a vein. Number two, it's soifen lahaskashus. And yes, even though ultimately, even when it's soifen lahaskashus, it's going to be edible aidei shlika, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Still, right now, it's really not a piece of meat, so it starts in a weaker position. And Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi that only regarding Korban Pesach does Reish Lakish hold this opinion. Because by Korban Pesach, as we've learned, the Torah Kedoshah says, V'ochlu asabosur b'layla hazeh. And again, like we just said, Tosfos says that Basar comes to be mamat to exclude Gidin. But throughout Shas, the halacha could be, the Reish Lakish will agree that these Gidin are considered Basar, and all the halachas that apply to Kabbaris, that's will apply to these Gidin that are right now edible. There he could agree with the opinion of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, Eisvei says the Gemara. Eisvei Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Anocha B'Sher HaGadol. Any portion, and we learned in our Mishnah that any portion of the carbon that's edible by a large axe, Yochel B'Gdi Arach. Mahein, and what does that mean? Rosh Knafayim Sechsuchim says Reish Lakish. Our Mishnah seems to be teaching us, Hani, these portions of an animal in are considered basar. Avol Gidin Shesoifen Likoshes. The gidin that are ultimately going to get hard, loy. There he doesn't say his halacha. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan replies to Reish Lakish, Tanahani, our Mishnah mentioned the Rosh Knafayim and the Sechsuchim, Vodin Lahanach. And the same thing will apply to gidin Shesoifel Laskashis. Hani my Tama, because why do we learn in our Mishnah that you can be yoytza achilas korban Pesach with the Rosh Knafayim to the Chesuchim? The Masachli b'shar gadol b'shulka, because as we learned, they can be eaten by heavy cooking by a large axe. And so too, says Reb Yochanan, Hanach Nami, Mis'ach B'Shar Gol B'Shilki, these veins, and therefore they're considered part of the meat of the Korban Pesach. Amalei Reb Yirmiyah L'Rav Ovin, Ke'azos L'Kamed Rav Avuah, when you come and meet Rav Avuah, Ramilei, ask him the following question. Is it indeed Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that the Gidin will ultimately get hard? A part of the meat? Alma, because obviously, what is the basis for that opinion? Because Hashtag's leaning. We look at what is their status currently. The skin of the head of a young calf. Mashi Yatamu. As we've discussed, food can be subject to Tumas Eichlin. So the question is this, the skin of the head of this Egel Arach, right now it's soft and edible, and therefore is it subject to Tumas Eichlin? Or do we say that since ultimately it's going to get hard, it's not considered an Eichel, and therefore it's not subject to Tumas Eichlin? V'amaloi, and Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Eimetama. It's not subject to Tumas Eichlin. Alma, why? Because Bas B'Saif Azlin, we look at what ultimately it will be. And since ultimately it's going to be hard, that's why it can't be considered Eichel. So here we see that Rabbi Yochanan looks at what it's ultimately going to be. In our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is looking at where it is currently. Amalach, so Rav Avua said to Rav Oven, the Ramalacha, the person who asked you this question, Lechosh Lekimchei. He didn't pay attention to his grain. We know that when we have wheat, there's the wheat portion, the grain, the kernels, and we have the chaff, the psoilus around it. And he wasn't careful to determine what is he looking at. Because when this question was discussed between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding the Or HaRosh of the Gdi Arach, HaHadabei, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan ultimately agreed with Reish Lakish and said that they, since the Soifen Leskashis, since they're ultimately going to be Gahad, they're not Mekabel Tuma. Because the Mishnah in Masechta Chulin, Daf Kuf Chaf Beis, says that the Or HaRosh Shalega Rach is considered like meat and it's subject to Tumas Eichlin. Vamalei, and Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, "Al tekniteini, don't ask me a question from that Mishnah." Shebeloshin Yochad Anishonosai. That Mishnah, I believe, is the opinion of just one individual, and the Chachamim actually hold that they're not considered lebasser. And like I said, it's not metam tumas eichlin, since ultimately it's going to get hard. Now, so what we see is that ultimately, Rabbi Yochanan agreed with Reish Lakish that anything that's soifel kashos, anything that's ultimately going to get hard, we look at what the look at the way they're going to look ultimately, and you can't count that for the meat for the Korban Pesach. Because what happened was that originally Rabbi Yochanan assumed that that Mishnah we just quoted in Masechta Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Beis was the opinion of the Rabbim. And therefore, since he thought that that was the opinion of the rabbim, and that Mishnah said that something that's soifully cautious, something that's ultimately going to get hard, is considered, we look at the way it is now. That's why he thought there such meat is metametumas oichlem. That's why he thought in our Gemara, in our Mishnah, that he thought that such meat is able to be part of the Korban Pesach. But ultimately, he came to the recognition that that Mishnah only represents the opinion of a Yochid, and that's why he concurred with Reish Lakish that the Or Egel Harach is not subject to Tumas Eichlim. And similarly, he's going to hold in our Gemara that the Skidin that are soifenly cautious are not considered meat for the Korban Pesach. So there's an interesting question that I saw that the Brikke Yosef in Or Chaim Simen Tuf Reish Mem Chesif Katan Dalad, and actually the Shari Tshuva in that Simen Sif Katan Chav Dalad discusses. Sometimes somebody buys an Esrig, which is exactly the shear, but that Esrig throughout over Yontif is going to shriek. And once it's going to shrink, what's going to be halacha regarding such an esrig? Is it a kosher esrig or not? The Rama in Siman Tofresh Choftes Sif Yud Beis, also in Hilchas Sukkah, when he discusses the halacha of schach, says that if you have schach that you know during Yontif is going to dry up, then it's not kosher for schach. And therefore, the Birkei Yosef says, so too the halacha will be regarding the esrig. But then he quotes that there are those that disagree. He says, because by sukkah, the halacha is that the schach has to be kosher and usable for the entire duration of sukkahs. Because the mitzvah sukkah on sukkahs is one long mitzvah, because we sit in the sukkah both by day and by night. And since it's one continuous mitzvah, the schach has to be kosher for the entire duration of the yontif. Esrig, each day of the sukkah, each day of sukkahs, is a separate mitzvah. And as long as it's kosher today, the fact that tomorrow may be a problem has nothing to do with today. However, the Shas HaTshuvas, Torah L'shma, Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, using our Gemara, that says the Gidnes Shesoifon L'skashis are not considered basar. And the way we just learned the Gemara, it's even Reb Yochanan ultimately agreed with Reish Lakish that we look at what they're ultimately going to look at. See it too, by the Esrig, if we know that this Esrig is ultimately going to dry out, you can't be yotz with it even before it became less the shear. The Chazon Ish takes the opposite approach. So far we've had two opinions. One opinion is that we look at the Esrig each day separately. And if today the Esrig has the shear, then it's kosher. And tomorrow we'll look again. The other opinion we just said, the opinion of the Torah L'shma, is that we look at what's going to be. And since ultimately we know that this Esrig is going to be less than the shear, it's already not kosher before that. The Chazon Ish says just the opposite. He says, if as Sukkot begins, this Esrig has the shear, but then throughout Yontif, especially because people constantly are handling the Esrig, it shrinks, it loses its moisture, and it causes it to shrink. The Chazon Ish says, if it was good for the first day of Yontif, it remains kosher for the duration of Yontif. So the Mishnah taught us, we mentioned this briefly at the beginning of the shir, the Torah Kedoshah says, regarding the current Pesach, the etzem lo sish v'rubo, you're not allowed to break a bone in the current Pesach. Teaches us the Mishnah, ha-shoyver is ha-etzem be-pesach ha-tor, if somebody breaks a bone of a kosher current Pesach, ha-reza loike a-boim, you get Malkus for that. You get Malkus. Aval ha-moyser be-tor, if somebody leaves over, we know the Torah teaches us that we're not allowed to leave over from the Korban Pesach. If somebody leaves over from a Korban Pesach, which is kosher, or hashoyva betamei, or somebody breaks a bone of a non-kosher Korban Pesach, and a loikus aboim. The Gemara Masechta Chulin discusses what is the shear that it's considered broken. And the Gemara says if you break it to the degree of chagiras hatzipoirin, that if you put your nail over it, you could tell that it's not smooth anymore, that's already considered you broke it. You don't have to actually break it, but even just making a nick in it is considered that you've broken it. The Yerushalmi brings other opinions that say it's not considered broken until you physically broke it. The Bnei Yeshua says that the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that even if you broke a bone that has in it marrow, so you could say that the reason I broke the bone is to get to the marrow, to be mekayim, the mitzvah that we've just been discussing, the mitzvah of eating from the Korban Pesach, teaches us our Mishnah that even if you broke it for that purpose, you're still chayiv. The Mishnah, the Miches Chinuch teaches us that since our Mishnah talks about the halacha a moise betar together with the halacha of shoyve betamei. So says the Mechas Chinuch. The Mechas Chinuch wants to suggest that just like a moisa b'tor is over on a deraisa, but just you don't get malchus for it, so too does the Michas Chinuch want to suggest that a shoiver b'tomei, if you break a bone of a disqualified Korban Pesach, indeed you won't get malchus, but you are over a lav. But then he says that since, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, that it's the pasuk clearly teaches us that there is no issur by shoiver b'tomei, you're not going to be over a lav under those circumstances. However, and the Michas Chinuch says that there may not even be an issur d'rabbanan. The Sfasemis disagrees. The Sfasemis says that if you break a bone in a Korban Pesach that's tomei, you won't get malchus, but the Sfasemis says it may not even be an issur d'raisa, but it certainly is an issur d'rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Moisa B'tor. The halacha that we said, that if somebody leaves over a portion of a kosher Korban Pesach, you don't get malchus. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, the Torah Kedosha says, lo yisaseir v'mena ha-boiker, v'anois v'mena ha-boiker v'esh t'sroifu, boi ha-kosov litin essay, the Torah gave us a way of correcting this lav. First, the Torah says you may not leave over from the Korban Pesach, and then the Torah told us, but if you left over, burn it. So what we learn from here is to teach us that it's a lav hanitik lasei, and any lav hanitik lasei, the halach is you don't get malchus for it. So the way Rashi explains is since the Torah gave us a way of correcting our lav, so just do what you need to do to correct it, and you won't get malchus. But then Rashi also explains that the model for all lavin for which you get malchus is the lav of chasima, of muzzling your animal when it's working, as the Gemara in Masechta Makos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis teaches us. Because the Torah puts the lav of loisach from shor b'dishoy next to the parasha of malchus. So that teaches us that the model for which lav you get malchus is chasima. And since that's the model, so now, if it's that is a lav, which is not a lav in the tiklasei. So from there we learn that in order to be able to get malchus for a lav, it has to be lav in the tiklasei, which is not a lav, which is not a lav, the chesima. This is the Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara. This is the opinion of Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov Aimer, Leiman Hashem Azeh. This is not the reason you don't get malchus from Maisa Batar. El Mishum Davalei Lav Shev Maisa. The reason is because it's Lav Shev Maisa. You didn't do anything active in leaving over this animal. And the halach is that Ein Loikin Alav, that when it's a Lav Shev Maisa, you don't get malchus. Ela, asked the Gemara, Shoiver Betomei. The halacha that we learned in the Mishnah, that if it's a disqualified Korban Pesach and you break a bone, you don't get malchus menolon. The Aruch HaNer says that even though Rav Yaakov says that the reason you don't get malchus is because it's a lav sheva maisa, it's not that Rav Yaakov is disagreeing with what Rav Yehuda said, that since it's a lav, that's a lav anitik lasei, you don't get malchus. He says he's just giving a different reason, but both reasons are correct according to both Tanoim. Answers the Gemara, how do we know that if you break a bone of a disqualified Korban Pesach, you don't get malchus? Dama krava etzem loisishber boy. We learn by the kosher, with a kosher Korban Pesach, that Allah applies for loy b'posel, not with a disqualified Korban Pesach. Tana rabbanan. So the Braisa says, the Pasuk says regarding the Korban Pesach, v'etzem loisishber boy, boy, the Korban Kosher, the Loi B'Posel. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says we learn this halacha from a different place. The Pasuk says, V'beis echad ye'echol, v'etzem lo sejbroi. So the halacha here, as we're going to be learning, is teaching us you may not take the Korban Pesach out of one home or out of one group to another group. So we learn, Kol haroi l'achila, any Korban Pesach which is edible, yesh b'mishum shviris etzem, and ein roi l'achila, but if it's not edible, ein boi mishum shviris etzem, there is no itzer of shviris etzem. So in other words, the Gemara just taught us two different reasons why a disqualified Korban Pesach is not there's no din of Shvir Setzim. One is because the Pasuk says only the distant only applies by carbon kosher, not by carbon posel. And the other reason was because it's only applicable by carbon Pesach, which is going to be eaten, not by carbon Pesach, which is not going to be eaten. Ask the Gemara Mai Benayu, what's the practical nafkamina between these two approaches? And that's going to be the thrust of the rest of our shir, giving us different possible nafkaminas. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Pesach abo b'tomei k'benayu. If a carbon Pesach was brought when most of Klai Yisrael was tomei. So, Lamanda Amr, according to the Tanakama kosher, the halacha will be that the din of Etzem Laisish Rabbi was only said by carbon kosher, and this is possible. And as I saw the Rishonim point out, this is only if we hold Tumma d'chuyah b'tzibur. So therefore, even though the halach is that you can bring this carbon Pesach, it's only d'chuyah, it's not l'chatchila. L'man d'amer roi l'chila, according to the man d'amer that what we have to look for, is it roi l'chila? Hai nami roi l'chila. This carbon is roi l'chila, and since it's roi l'chila, it's going to have the din of etzem l'sish b'bay. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Rabbi Yosef disagrees. And he says, Kiai Gavna, a Pesach that was brought B'tuma, the Kula Alma ain't by Mishmar Shviras Etzim. Everybody will agree there's no Isra of Shviras Etzim. Because to say that Rebbe is coming to be Machmer is inconceivable. The Rebbe Lakula Osi. The point is the Rebbe's coming to be Makel. Vai Haposelhu. And since this Karm Pesach is a Karm Pesach Posel, Ella. So therefore, everybody will agree that there's no Isser of Etzem L'Sish B'Roi. Ella, what is the Machlokes of Rebbe and the Tanakama? We're talking about a case, where the carbon was originally kosher, and then Nifsal. And then it got disqualified, Ikka B'Nayu is going to be the subject of disagreement. L'manda Amar, the Mandam that says that what we look at is, was this a carbon kosher? So ha kashahu, this was a carbon kosher. The carbon when it was originally brought was a carbon kosher. The Manda Amar royal achila, but according to Manda Amar that what we look at is a royal achila, ha hashta lav royal achilahu. Right now it's not edible, and any carbon that's not edible, he holds, is not subject to etzem l'sish b'roi. Abaya Amar, says Abaya, Kul alma kol kai gavna. Everybody will agree in such a situation that ain't b'shviras etzim, that there's no shviras etzim. My tama, because hashtami is apostlehu. The fact that at one point it was kosher should have no bearing on the carbon. Right now the carbon is posel, and since it's carbon posel, it's not subject to shviras etzim. And as the Rishash explains, what was the opinion? How do we understand the opinion that says that if it was once kosher, it's subject to Shviras Etzem? Look at the carbon. Look at the carbon. And right now, this carbon is not edible. It's a posel carbon. Why would I think it's subject to Shviras Etzem? So the Rishash explains that, going back to an opinion that we spoke about earlier in our Masechta, Achila Enem Akevis. So if you brought a carbon and it was kosher when you brought it throughout its procedures, even though it became disqualified that I may not eat it, we learned the opinion that achila and a makevis. If we learned an opinion that achila and a makevis, so you were yoytz to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Since you were yoytz to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach with this carbon, that's why that's why Rabbi Yosef thought that it should be subject to etzem l'sish b'roi. Says Abaya, yes, perhaps you were yoytz to the mitzvah carbon Pesach because achila ain't a makevis, but at the end of the day, this carbon is a posel carbon, and the Torah teaches us that there's no problem of etzem l'sish b'roi by a posel carbon, and therefore says the Baya, the nafkamina is shviras etzem by joim. Is there an isser of breaking the carbon Pesach on erev Pesach already? L'manda makosher hakoshu. Right now you have a kosher carbon Pesach, and there's a din etzem l'sish b'roi. L'man Dama, however, Rebbe, who's of the opinion, who says that it has to be Royal Achila, and Hashta, on Erev Pesach, it's Lav Royal Achila, it's not yet the Zman of Karban Pesach. The Zman of the Karban Pesach only begins at night, and therefore there's no Isser of Veloy Etzem like Sijbar Bai. And the Gilyon HaShas says, based on this piece of Gemara, from here we see that you can't make Pesach, Yontif Pesach early, and with Tosfos Yontif, and be able to make your seid and be able to eat the Karban Pesach. Because the Gemara just said that there's never a circumstance where you could eat the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. But if the halacha were, says the Gilyon HaShas, that you could be makabel Yontif Pesach early, so there is a situation where I could eat the Karban Pesach already at this time in Erev Pesach. From here we see that Karban Pesach cannot be eaten until the night. Meisvei asked the Gemara on the opinion of Abaya that says the Rebbe will allow us to break the bone of a Karban Pesach and Erev Pesach. We learned, the Braisa says, Rebbe Omer, Nimnen Amoich Shebarosh, the marrow of the brain is considered meat, but not marrow and any other bone. So why is the difference between the marrow and the brain and the marrow in other bones? Because it's easily extracted through taking it out through a tube and without breaking a bone. However, the marrow in regular bone could only be extracted because with breaking the bone, it's not easily going to be extracted, and therefore it's not considered a portion of the Karban Pesach. Now, makes the Gemara its point. V'isal kadatach, if, as Abaye says, Shvias ha'etzem boy joim shapi domi, the Rebbe's going to hold that you could break the bones on Erev Pesach, kolos nami. Why are we saying that the marrow of the bones of the other bones of the animal is considered inaccessible? Nitbreim boy join, break the bones on Erev Pesach, because Abaye just said that according to Rebbe, you're allowed to break the bones on Erev Pesach. V'nefkula moich today and extract the marrow. V'nimnolei, the fact that that isn't considered an option is a raya that everybody agrees that you may not break the bones of the Karban Pesach even on Erev Pesach. Omalei Abaye ultamech, and according to you, b'shechshechanami, even on Pesach, why are we saying that you can't get to the marrow of the bones? Nicey gumrata, let's bring coals for nechasalei and put the bone on these coals for niklei, and it'll make a hole in the size in the bone. And nafke v'mach today, and that's how you'll be able to extract the marrow of a nimnilei, and you'll be able to participate with that marrow in the Karban Pesach. The Tanya, because the Braisa teaches us that that's permissible. Ava soir bat somos, if you burn the bones, or v'mahatach v'gidin, or you cut the veins, ain by mishum shvirus etzem. There's no iser of a shvirus etzem, and as the Rashi in Masechta Chulin teaches us, even the veins that we discussed earlier in our shir, which is siphonly cautious, are ultimately going to get hard, are not considered bones. Elamai Islachamema. How do we answer this question? Abaye Omer, Abaye says the reason we don't make a hole in the marrow bone is because we're concerned, Mishum Paka, that maybe while you're trying to make this hole to extract the marrow, you're going to break the bone. Rav Amar, Rav says a different reason why you are not allowed to make that hole. Mishum hefsekotchim, you're being mafsa the kotchim, the kamafsa lebiyadayim, because when you're making the hole, you may burn some of the marrow that's in the bone, and that's going to become burnt. And we have to be concerned that this fire is going to burn part of the marrow and it's going to make it inedible. And therefore, says Rava, it's better to leave the bone sealed with the marrow in it, even though I'm never going to be able to get to that marrow, versus with my own yodayim, with my own act, burning the marrow. And burning the marrow is involved the isser of Sreifas Kotchim, being Mafsid Kotchim, making Kotchim inedible. So even though we see that there is an option to do so, the Chachzal said that we shouldn't do it. Says Abaya, says the Gemara, that even though technically, the boy joim nami, Rebbe is going to hold you're allowed to break the bones of a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, he said, don't do so because Gzerim Bayoyim Otamashech Shecha. If you're going to break the bones on Erev Pesach, you may come to break the bones on Pesach itself. So Kivega asks, on the first explanation that the Gemara gave, that the reason you're not allowed to make a hole in the bone with a fire, because we're concerned that it may crack, why would that be usur? Isn't that a Dovah Shenem Skavin? And throughout Shas, we know that the halacha is that Dovah Shenem Skavin is mutter. So Kivega answers that we're concerned that you may put a lot of coals on one spot, and since you're going to put a lot of coals on one spot, that's not considered a Dovah Shenem Skavin. That's already Psik Reisha. The Chalkus Yaakov says that the only time we say the heter of Dovah Shenem Miskaven is if I'm doing one thing, and because of that, something that I didn't intend at all will happen. Here I am working with the bone. And since I'm working with the bone, and it's, as Abai said, likely to crack, since it's going to likely crack, that's not considered a Dovah Shenem Miskaven. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar, Rapapa Makoka Gavnakul Amar, Yesh B'mishmash Etzim. Everybody's going to agree that if breaking a bone on Erev Pesach is osur. My tama, lor temechsi lachila, since at night this will be part of a full-fledged Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to break the bone not on Pesach at night and not on Erev Pesach either, according to everybody. What is the machloikus? What is the nafkamina says? Rapapa, elaba evish yotz mektsasa, if part of the Aver went out of Yerushalayim, the Mechitza, the area where you may not take the Korban Pesach is Yerushalayim. It's Kachem Kalim. So it may be eaten out of all of Yerushalayim. And you took that Aver, part of the Aver, out of Yerushalayim. Mandama Kosher, the Tanakhama who holds that there's an Isser to break the bone of a Korban Kosher, Ha Kosherhu. This is a Korban Kosher. The part that's still inside is kosher, and therefore there's an issa to break that bone. A man damer roy lechila, hay la bar chiluhu. You can't eat it at the spot where it's broken. The spot that it's broken, there is in the part that's eaten, that's outside of Yerushalayim, and therefore there's no issa of etzem leisish verbay. Kretanya, as indeed we learned in a brayso, b'shma b'noish b'yachem b'brayko aimer, eva shiyotz miktsasoi, a part of the eva was removed from Yishlaim b'shavroi, aim b'mishmiris etzem. Says the Gemara, Rava sheishet b'reider of idi ama kol kai gavna, whenever you have such a situation, kul alma aim b'mishmiris etzem. Everybody will agree that there is no issue. The high eva, ha'posulhu, this eva which is partially out of Yishlaim, is a eva that's posul. El Shviras Etzibah No. We know that the Torah says we're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach No. No, as we said, is a carbon that wasn't roasted all the way. Mandam a kosher, the mandam that says that it has to be, you're not allowed to break the bone of a carbon kosher. Ha kosher hu. It's a carbon kosher. Manda Amar Roy Lachila, that it has, Rebbe says it has to be Roy Lachila, as we just said, the Torah says, Al Toichlu Memenu No. When it's partially roasted, you can't eat from that Korban Pesach. And since you can't eat from the Korban Pesach when it's partially roasted, it's Ein Roy Lachila, and if it's Ein Roy Lachila, according to Rebbe, it's not subject to Etzem Loy Sijvabai. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Bayitzk Amma Kol Kai Gavna Yeshba Mishum Shvirs Etzem. No, everybody's going to be agreeable that it's subject to Shvir Setzim. My Tama, because even though currently it's no, the Chazi Lachila, it can become edible. Because what you'll do is, now you only roasted it partially. The Matzale, complete the roasting, Vachale, and therefore it's considered that it's subject to Shvir Setzim, because ultimately it's Roy Lachila. However, if it was cooked, everybody will agree that once it's cooked, the Torah says, you're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach, you're supposed to roast it. Everybody will agree that that carbon becomes a posel, it can't be corrected, and there's no issur shviras etzim. Ella, says the Gemara, shviras ha'alya. When you bring a Korban Pesach from a sheep, there's the tail, and that will be the nafkamina. The man damakashahu, it's kosher. Mandam royal achila, according to mandam that says we look at royal achila, hi ain't a royal achila. The ayul gvoyasalka, the tail of the animal, is put on the mizbeach, and it's not something that is eaten. Ravashi amar kolka gavna vade ein b'mishmeres atzim. The tail is not subject to shviras atzim. The vade ein royal achila klal. It's not something that's considered part of the Karan Pesach that we bring home. El avish ein alav kazayis basa ikvenayu. The machlok is going to be in a situation where you have a limb, but it doesn't have any kazayis basa. Lamanda amar kosher, according to mandam that we have to see, is this a kosher carbon Pesach? Hakoshu, this is a carbon kosher. Lamanda amar royal achila, but according to mandam that says it's royal achila, being a shir achila, but here you don't have a kazayis, and since you don't have a kazayis, then it's not considered royal achila, and it's not subject to etzem loisish bravo. Says the Chalkas Yaakov. From here we see a very important question that the Poskim discuss. The Torah many times tells us that we have to eat. We have to eat from the Korban Pesach. The Torah says we have to eat matzah, we have to eat maror, and the Shir Achila always is a kazayis. Now the question is, let's say you have an individual who can't eat a kazayis. Let's say you don't have a kazayis. Should you eat a chatzi kazayis? Or is there no point in eating a chatzi kazayis when the Torah tells you to eat a kazayis? So the Chalkas Yoyev wants to suggest that our Gemara that says that if you don't have a kazayis, there's no achila, is a raya that if you're not going to eat a kazayis, there's no point in eating less than a kazayis. Says the Gemara, Ravina Makol Kai Gavna, in a situation where you don't have a kazayis basar on the aver, everybody will agree less by mishvir setzim. The Binan, because everybody agrees you need to have a Shir Achila. Ella, says Ravina, the Nafkamina is in a situation where you have an Avish Eina Lob Kazayas Basra Makamzeh. In the spot where you're breaking it, there is no Kazayas. Vyesh Loi Kazayas Basra Makamacher, on another part of this bone, there is a Kazayas Basra Ikamanayu. Lamanda Makosher, according to Mandam, the test is if it's kosher, Ha Koshehu. Lamanda Amar Royal Achila, being in Shir Achila B'makom Shvira. There has to be kazayis on the spot where you're breaking the bone for Lekka. So the Gemara has mentioned 8 different possible nafkaminas. Says the Gemara Tanya, we learned in a Braisak Abimanayu. 4 of the nafkaminas that were mentioned in our Shir are taught in a Braisa. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, the Bais Echad Ya'echov Etzem Loisijrabai, Al Hakoshu Chayiv, the only Chayiv for breaking and a carbon kosher case and kosher carbon Pesach, but you're not chai for shviras etzem an apostle. Hoslo shasa kosher. Here's the Brisa says if it had a shasa kosher, the nifsal b'shasa chila, and then it got disqualified. Ein by mishviras etzem. That was Rabbi Yosef's opinion. Yesh by shir achila, if it has a kazayis, yesh by mishim shviras etzem. Ein by shir achila, if it doesn't have kazayis, ein by mishim shviras etzem. That was the opinion of Ravashi or Ravina. Haroil mizbeach, any part of the carbon that's put on the mizbeach, ein by shmishuris etzem. That was what Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said. B'shas achila yesh b'shmishuris etzem. The din of shmishuris etzem only applies at the zman that the carbon pesach is eaten. Shaloi b'shas achila, when the carbon pesach is not eaten, ere pesach, there's no din of shmishuris etzem, ein by shmishuris etzem. That was what Abai said. So 4 of these opinions, or maybe even 5, have been corroborated in this braisa.